Happy New Year, everyone. Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech, and we are going to stop looking back and we're going to look forward now. We're going to look forward at 2018 and some of the new tech products that we can expect to see from Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook. I've got Patrick Moorhead, the analyst, with me from Moorhead Insights. Hi, Patrick.
How are you doing, Jefferson?
Okay, direct from Austin, Texas. Thanks for joining us. Let's just jump in. Apple had a pretty big year with a lot of products. We know there's going to be a long-delayed speaker with Siri. The HomePod that was supposed to be out in December will be coming out next year, will be coming out in 2018, along with, we expect, an update to the SE phone, the 4-inch phone, and probably a larger update to what is now the iPhone X. What do you see from Apple in 2018, Patrick?
Yeah, so first and foremost, you know, Apple makes most of their revenue off of iPhones, and I am expecting actually larger iPhone Xs. And I don't know if they're going to call it a XS or an 11, but with larger displays.
Okay. Well, Apple dominated the year, rightly or wrongly, with sales of over 200 million iPhones. I don't think any other tech company comes close to selling that kind of volume. But as far as mindshare goes, a lot of people gave the year to Amazon for dominating with so many new things, whether it's Whole Foods, whether it's the Key program where they sell you a smart lock and let their people deliver packages within your house. And of course, so much emphasis on voice computing. What do you see happening for 2018 from Amazon?
So what I'm seeing from Amazon is I would expect them to further vertically integrate their transportation, and we might even see in certain cities. Today, somebody will come up to our house and knock on our door. We might actually see a self-driving car or some type of a vehicle delivering some of our packages. And this would be specific cities, very small tests. But this is ultimately where Amazon is going.
Okay, let's just get this straight. You see Amazon delivering products in self-driving vehicles in 2018?
Yes, primarily for a test. So, for instance, you have Amazon Prime Now that in certain cities where there's a warehouse where they'll deliver you something within an hour. I think where there are being tests done on self-driving cars in cities like Pittsburgh, you will likely see running tests without a driver, where you actually leave your house and go and either open the trunk, it automatically opens, and you get it out, as opposed to a person delivering that to you.
And of course, the computer technology, the Whisper browser, will just send you a notification and say, hey, the package is there. Come meet me.
Likely, just like it does today on your Amazon Prime Now app that says, we're here.
That's hilarious. Now, we talk about the gap between Amazon and others in voice computing. Google threw everything at the wall, basically giving the Google Home Mini away for, it was $29, but you could get a gift card for $25. So it was like $4 to try to get some, you know, try to catch up to Amazon. Did Google catch up? And if not, can they catch up in 2018?
So I don't believe that Google caught up related to these voice-activated products. I think they gave it a good shot, but Amazon just had such an overwhelming lead in terms of the notion of the device and also through distribution that Google did not catch up. From a functionality standpoint, I do expect Google to catch up. I believe that they have better technology to be able to anticipate what you want to do and the ability to determine what you're actually saying and, more importantly, what you mean to say to give you a better response back.
And what can we see from Google for 2018 product-wise?
So what I'm expecting from them is likely to take another run at trying to monetize something on social media. And potentially there's a machine learning type of angle to this. Maybe it's even a game that gets people comfortable with interacting with their friends with Google. I mean, if you look at it whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, there is no property where people, no Google property where people interact with each other.
Let's close off with Facebook. What about Alive? Live is something they copied from Twitter. Did that take off? Is that going to go away next year, or are they going to double down on it?
I don't expect that to be around next year.
So as we wrap up on our four companies that we spoke about, where are we spending more time? Is it Amazon, Facebook, Google, or Apple?
So it's interesting. Percentage-wise, it's we're spending, if you're an iPhone user, you're spending more time on Apple. But based on Apple has having a different business model, they don't essentially monetize every time they're looking at your iPhone. From a monetization standpoint, we're still spending most of our time using Google products. So I think in 2018, we're still going to be spending most of our time with Google.
Okay, so 2018, we're going to be spending most of our time on Google. We're going to be possibly on Google via our smartphones, which could be an iPhone, and maybe shopping for Amazon products and telling everybody all about them on Facebook, correct?
That's right. And this is the big year for Google to catch up with all the Amazon smart home devices.
All right. Good luck, Google. Patrick Moorhead, thanks for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Happy New Year, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Stick with USA Today for the latest.